The stellar mass versus stellar metallicity relation of star-forming galaxies at $1.60, LZ, LZ3 and implications for the evolution of the dollar-alpha-dollar enhancement, by Daichi Koshino et al. We measure the relationship between stellar mass and stellar metallicity, the stellar mass-metallicity relation, MZR, for 1336 star-forming galaxies at 1.6 LZ LZ3.0, equals 2.2, using rest-frame far ultraviolet spectra from the Z-Cosmos Deep Survey. High signal-to-noise composite spectra containing stellar absorption features are fit with population synthesis model spectra of a range of metallicity. We find stellar metallicities, which mostly reflect iron abundances, scaling as Z underscore Fe, AST, Z underscore Fe, Ordo, equals 0.81 pm 0.01, plus 0.32 plus 0.03, log, M underscore AST, 10 carat 10 M underscore Ordo, across the mass range of 10 to the power of 9 lesim M underscore AST, M underscore Ordo lesim 10 to the power of 11, being approximate light year 6 times lower than seen locally at the same masses. The instantaneous oxygen to iron ratio, alpha enhancement, inferred using the gas phase oxygen MZRs is on average found to be O, Fe, approximate light year 0.47, being higher than the local O, Fe, approximate light year 0. The observed changes in O, Fe, and Fe, H, are reproduced in simple flow through gas regulator models with steady star formation histories, SFHs, that follow the evolving main sequence. Our models show that the O, Fe is determined almost entirely by the instantaneous specific star formation rate alone while being independent of the SFHs, mass, and the gas regulation characteristics of the systems. We find that the locations of approximate light year 10 to the power of 10 M underscore Ordo galaxies at Z tilde 2 in the O, Fe metallicity planes are in remarkable agreement with the sequence of low metallicity thick disk stars in our galaxy. This manifests a beautiful concordance between the results of galactic archaeology and observations of high redshift Milky Way progenitors. However, there remains a question of how and when the old metal-rich, low-alpha-Fe stars seen in the bulge had formed by Z-2 because such a stellar population is not seen in our data and difficult to explain in the context of our models. This was the stellar mass versus stellar metallicity relation of star-forming galaxies at $1.60, LZ, LZ3 and implications for the evolution of the dollar-alpha-dollar enhancement, by Daichi Koshino et al.